Stories of forbidden love are as old as time. Think Romeo and Juliet, Anna Karenina, Wuthering Heights, and this.
Now I had the time of my life.
Dirty Dancing, the 1987 movie with Patrick Swayze as Johnny Castle and Jennifer Grey as Baby. Like Grease or Saturday Night Fever before it, there was illicit love, tight pants, and cheesy music. And obsessive fans.
I was in high school, and I've seen it about 400 times since then.
Robin Wolpert can now see it 400 more times because Dirty Dancing is back in theaters for the first time in 20 years. Last night, it was sold out at a theater here in Los Angeles.
Oh, baby.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, I love that movie. I was a little kid when it came out. My aunt used to, you know, she loved Patrick Swayze, Patrick Swayze, as she called him.
Actually, when I saw it for the first time, I was 5, and I went to one of those family camps that summer that I saw it, so I would pretend I was Baby, and it was an obsession of mine, so.
I had one friend who was like, she was much taller than me, so she always had to, we learned the dance routine, and she always had to be Patrick, and I was obviously Jennifer Grey without the notes.
Bend your knees, and go. Good. Now hold the position. Hold it. Good. Don't break. Don't break.
Ah! I'm a love man.
I really enjoyed all the dancing, to tell you the truth. It seemed very taboo, you know, the leg on the shoulder and everything, you know.
No, it's very hot. The dance, that's why it's called dirty dance.
Well, it was.
I like the dirty dance
the
part.
The word, you know, dirty was taboo.
That was Renee Gauthier, Eric Marinho, Matthew Nouriel, and Lauren Martin reliving their past last night at the re-release of Dirty Dancing.